Wow, that was one of the coldest practices I've ever been a part of. I'm sure it was the wind, but it was cold. But guys fought through. I thought we had a good practice. Again, as I've always said about this team, they always work hard and enthusiasm. You know, they that part we do as well as any team I've ever been around. And what we got to do is play good for four quarters. So that's our challenge. We get it. We're looking forward to playing the Bengals this weekend. What do you have?
When did you make the decision on Robert and why, and what did you see that you liked?
Well, I probably, since I hear it's already out now everywhere, I probably did that last night after watching practice. After I left you guys, I kind of, you know, got with our coaches, watched practice, went through more detail, watched more practice, went back and watched his first game, and thought it would be best to go in that direction. So probably late last night after sitting there and, you know, really contemplating everything and looking at it and watching more tape and then making the decision about which way I wanted to go in this game. You know, I knew I wanted to make a decision by today. You know, as I told you guys, I was close. But I'm sorry that if it got out a little bit sooner from other people or whatever that is. But those things do happen. But it was really late in the evening when I made that choice that I thought it was best for us to go in that direction.
Direction you? Is it just to see what you have in him? Like,
no, it's not so much to see. I think he gives us a chance to win. Any decision I'm making, you know, is for that locker room. I think right now gives us the best opportunity to play well, but also see him. You know, I think that's part of it too. But hopefully to give us a chance to go out and play better on offense.
Who's number two for this game?
I'd be Cody. Mm-hmm.
And why? Same reasoning with that?
Yeah, well, Cody's played, you know, again, and, you know, has nothing. As I told you guys, I think he's fine from a medical standpoint, and I'd like to see him play, you know, some more as we move throughout the year. There's a possibility for that to happen, and, you know, I think that's kind of the way I see it right now.
Isn't it really important for you to see Robert play because you do have a decision to make on him after the season?
Oh, yeah. No, it's important, but, again, we want to make sure in the right context, you know, because I think it's important that, you know, that he's able to go out there and play well, not just play, but go and play well. And I think what I've seen in practice is that I think he's up to the challenge. So we'll put him out there and let him have at it.
He wants to show you guys, and he also wants to show the league that he's got durability. And while that injury in the opener was kind of freaky, do you expect him to play the same way? Do you think he's going to, you know, take off when he needs to and do all the things that you need him to do?
Oh, yeah, I think so. That's what I've seen in practice, you know. So I think, like I said, I wanted to really evaluate it all because sometimes guys tell you they can do that, but they won't do that, you know. And, again, we won't really know until Sunday. But I think what I've seen in practice is a guy who who's ready to play. So, like I said, we'll put him out there and go from there.
You mentioned the first game. When you look at the numbers from the first game, the stats don't look very good. What did you see on the film?
I thought it was just like I thought it would be a first game. Hadn't played a lot of football, you know, and here he was the first game in Philadelphia on the road and didn't happen as well as we liked. But the good part about that game that day is he was out there and played. And it's unfortunate, you know, what happened with the injury. So, you know, there's a lot of time that needed to be made up, you know, so hopefully we're past that. I can't tell you that we are. I can't tell you that we're not, you know. So we'll see on Sunday, and obviously we're going to have to coach him through some things and get him to where he needs to be. But the biggest part is I think he is ready to play from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, and emotional standpoint. I think he's ready.
Cody is a backup. He hasn't come off the bench for you. I think he started mostly at USC, but Josh has come off the bench. Any thought there to, you know, if something happened to Robert, at least Josh is coming to game?
No, you guys know how I feel about Josh. You know, Josh is one of my favorites. But I think, you know, in the situation we're in now, it's about seeing guys for the future. You know, I know what Josh is, and I appreciate everything Josh is and has been. But I think, you know, we have to give these younger guys right now an opportunity so we know more, you know a lot more about them, about our future, the organization's future, and how we're going to move forward.
Kevin Hogan, he had such a good game running against Cincinnati. Do you expect him to be active?
I don't know that yet. That part I haven't really been through, but that could be a possibility.
Robert, Robert told us that he still believes he can be the guy for this football team, and he's looking forward to a chance to going out and proving that. Does he still have an opportunity to show you that he can be that guy?
Oh, I think so, Mary Kay. I think the fact we're putting him out there says that. You know, we want to know. You know, I want to know more. I've only seen him really play for not even a full game. So I think the more information, the more time I get an opportunity to evaluate him, the better it's going to be. But, again, I'll say it again. I mean, I'm not expecting, you know, for everything to go perfect. You know, it's not – I don't want to put that kind of pressure on anybody. You know, again, it's his first game and in a little over maybe 2 years. So, second game. So hopefully it will go right. But if it doesn't, that's okay too. You know, we got to go get him to play and hopefully play well. But we all understand the situation that he's in and that he's facing. But I think he's up to the challenge.
You mentioned how cold it is today, and it could be cold and wet and snowy on Sunday. Relative to that, have you done some talking with Robert about what kind of weather quarterback he has been? Have you done some thinking about what kind of weather quarterback he can be?
Oh, yeah. No, it was good to practice in the elements today. I mean, it snowed and wind blew today, and I didn't see any issues with him throwing the ball and moving around. I think he's played in an environment where there was snow and wind before, you know, being in Washington. So I think he'd probably tell you guys he has different balls he kind of throws with his arm. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, he has a snowball, he has a straight ball, he has a long ball, he has a lot of different kind of balls. So we're going to find out if he can throw all those balls come this weekend.
Setting aside the quarterback element of the passing game, when you look at the recent trend in that area, what are you seeing from your receivers as far as their ability to get open, provide windows for whoever is at quarterback to get them the football?
Well, again, you know, as I'm going to say to all you, it's a unit issue. It's not just the receivers. I think it all goes hand in hand. You know, it's the protection, receivers being in the right spot, you know, the running back's protection part of it, and the running back's being out on a check down. So everybody's got to do their part. I know you're getting really specific about the receivers, but that's hard for me because, again, those guys are, you know, it's sometimes when things don't go well, we think it's the receivers or we think it's the quarterback or it's the unit. You know, I think as a unit, on any given play, you know, everybody's got to do their job to the best of their ability for it all to work. You know, we're a rhythm passing football team, and everybody's got to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there as fast as they can. And protection's got to hold up, and the quarterback's got to look in the right spot, and the ball's got to come out. So I think we have good receivers. I think our receivers are young and improving and getting better. And I think the more football they play, the better. But at the same time, I think it's a whole group issue that we need to improve on to get better as a passing offense.
Give you enough data to make any definitive conclusions on?
I don't know that for sure. You know, I think, but it will definitely provide information. You know, it provides more than what we have now. And I think the more you know, the better you're equipped to make decisions. So, you know, we'll start this Sunday, which will be the first piece of it, and see how long we can go.
Speaking of some of those receivers, Rashard Higgins got a shot in the slot against the Giants, I think it was, had a couple catches. Do you kind of see him getting more of an opportunity in that spot?
Well, I think he's going to play, you know, whether it's in the slot outside, wherever, you know, over these next four games, I'd like to see more of him. But again, I don't want anybody to think I want to see more than I want to win, you know, for this team. So if those guys can, whoever it is, can go out there and help us win a football game, we're going to stick them out there.
When you make a splash decision like this, how does it work organizationally? You make the call on Griffin, and then when do you tell Sashi and his people? When do you tell Jimmy?
I inform them as soon as I know. You know, when I know, I think it's the right thing to do to let them know the direction we're going in. And I have total support from them on whatever that decision is. I think from that standpoint, they will weigh in, but I think they leave that kind of part to me, and I appreciate them doing that.
RG3 having a chance to show you can, you know, be the future at the position. Even if he plays really well in four games, how much do you have to weigh the injury history? Because, you know, even good performances, that you can't throw that out the window, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's weighed. You know, and the most important thing about that position is availability. You know, you have to be available to your football team and able to be out there. And I think he gets that. You know, it's unfortunate what happened, and, you know, we can't change that. You know, all he can do is play from now and see what he has to show, you know, this organization, this team, you know, all of us. And that's where it has to start.
When you have, along those lines, fewer designed runs for him this weekend in the interest of trying to keep him upright?
No, I don't know if that's was been a strategy to keep him upright. I think to keep him upright, we need to protect better. You know, I think, and he's got to protect himself, obviously. But, you know, we're going to play our offense and do what we do and do it as well as we can. And I think you guys all know we'll do different things to give us a chance to have success. And whatever those things are, I'm sure you guys will find out on Sunday.
Good. There's word out today that from the team that, you know, the organization's kind of reviving its effort to move training camp to Columbus. From a football standpoint, how do you feel about moving camp?
Well, I like the bonding opportunities of going away, you know, and being together in a different environment, because you really have to focus on each other and depend on each other a little bit more. But at the same time, I do get that being here has been a tremendous opportunity too. And I do know this much about our organization. If we're doing this, which sounds like we are, we're going to do anything and everything that we can to make sure that our fans here get opportunity to still be able to see this football team and touch this team. So if that is the case, and I know that's a couple years away that we're talking about, you know, I'm not opposed to doing it. But at the same time, I want to make sure that we do right by the people here, because I think they've done a great job of being here at practice. I know what practices have been like here, and they've been outstanding. So if I know Dee and Jimmy, we'll do everything that we can to make sure that that the fans still have an opportunity here to be around this football team.